have much time with Jeremy last year. What do you notice about him now during all these practices?
I mean, he looks great. You know, I can't tell a difference at all. He's a guy that he's going to give it his all every day. You know, coming out of breaks, everything, going downfield, I think he's looked great. He, you know, obviously he's working every day to get better, but he's the same Jeremy, and, you know, that Jeremy's a guy who wants to get better every day no matter what. You know, that's a big injury anytime you hurt your knee, and, you know, he's done everything that he can to get back on the field. So, you know, it's exciting to have him back out there and healthy, and we just got to keep him that way.
You guys had really good chemistry at the end of 2012. Do you feel like you guys picked up right where you left off there?
I hope so. I hope we grow. I hope we do a better job. You know, obviously it's a different offense and everything, but, you know, all our receivers, I feel comfortable throwing to all of them, and, you know, Jeremy and I are on the same page. We understand different looks, and we've actually, you know, during practice, he'll have a certain route, and he'll see something else, and we'll be on the same page, and it's a route you have to throw on time, and we've hit it, so several times different routes. So that just sort of tells you that we're, you know, same page and everything.
What was it like in meetings last year when he was going through the rest of you guys were playing and he had to sit out? I mean, was he kind of in the back just to keep him to himself? Or
no, he, you know, paying attention, trying to help the other guys out, trying to, obviously he had to do a lot of rehab, and, you know, it's a long season to miss, but he did everything he could to be a great teammate to everybody, and that's why he, you know, comes right back in and doesn't skip a beat, because he was there, he was a good teammate to everybody, and he's ready to go this year.
You said yesterday, in terms of what you could still improve on, not getting hit as much. We always think of that as an intrinsic thing, Marino, Brady, et cetera. How do you learn not to get hit as much? What goes into that?
I think it's just getting through your reads, understanding the defense, getting the ball to the right guy even faster. If they're giving you an underneath route or a flat route early, take it. Just, you know, complete it. And that way you're getting the ball out on the perimeter. You're making the defense run. You're not taking hits to where the defense can wear down. And it's really all about being on time and completions, getting the ball out of your hand.
So when you hear somebody say he just had a feel for that, he could feel that pressure or whatever, there's no sixth sense to that, or there's no
Well, you definitely have to move in the pocket at times. You know, you see Brady do a really good job, Breeze, of moving in the pocket, buying more time. And you're going to have at most 4 seconds back there. So it's really just sidestepping and keeping your eyes down the field and delivering the ball. You see, you know, Manning does a great job of getting the ball 1, 2, 3, 3 hits. You know, that's it. Ball's out. He throws it on time where it's before the guy breaks. So it's really getting on, you know, that feel of the game. And that's just continuing to work out here, reps. Sometimes stop being stubborn and trying to look for the downfield stuff and just throw the underneath route. And, you know, out here when we're practicing and going against the defense, you really want to throw it deep every time and get them. But sometimes the best thing is just to throw underneath route.
Do you think your arm is stronger now than when you first came into the league?
I couldn't tell you. I feel like, you know, it's definitely – I think it's just more confidence. I think with confidence comes arm strength, and what I mean by that is I feel, you know, I've been able to play the last couple of years, and you just develop the timing with the guys. You just understand the windows, so you know when it's a good time to throw a ball, and you can really let it rip. And when you're a rookie, you're really just trying to understand, and you're trying to play at the NFL level, so you're trying to get used to it. But arm strength, I'm always going to try to improve. But I think with that, it's going to be footwork, being better with your footwork.
They always say that there's you have to have a certain amount of arm strength to be able to play in the NFL. I don't know who that person is, but you hear that a certain amount. Do you think that's fair enough to say that you know, you got to be, if not, if you can't make those throws, you better have an extremely quick release, or you better be quick. Can you offset what you lack in arm strength and still thrive in the NFL as long as you have a quick release or you can make quick decisions?
Yeah, definitely. I don't think you have to have an arm that can throw the ball 100 yards. I think that you obviously have to be able to throw a football and be able to spin it in all different climates. But, you know, it's really all about time and understanding where to go with the ball. All those things, because you can have a great arm and not know where to go with the ball. And there's, you know, there's a lot of guys that have great arms that aren't playing, because it takes more than that. You have to understand defenses. You have to understand timing and how to move in the pocket. So there's a lot more things. Everybody's always going to look at arm strength. You just have to have an arm that can throw accurately.
Back to Sam's question about getting rid of the ball. Are there indicators, like when you drop back? Do you count? Are you counting when you drop back? Are there certain signs that you're looking for? Or is it just totally off of
This is concepts. You just understand the timing of a concept. You know, our protection. You understand if you're hot or not. So, if you have more time to drop back, you do. But it's based on concepts, you know, when to get the ball out. If you're late on a concept, bad things will happen. And that's just with repetition, understanding with film study and doing the drills, just getting those reps, because you know the time, you know, hey, it's almost like that sixth sense everybody wants to talk about. Well, we practice it out here with the timing of plays.
The footwork, too, when you talk about the footwork, even in these drills, you'll throw down sidelines and you'll throw short, and your feet are different each time, correct?
Yeah.
And that's what, when you're talking about that, is you're making those adjustments and your feet have to follow.
Exactly. I mean, you can't throw your footwork on, you know, there's certain plays where it's very similar, but, you know, at this league, the guys are so good on the other side of the ball that you have to manipulate them with your body, your eyes, your head, your arms. So, you know, my footwork, you know, in middle school is a lot different than it is now, even if it was the same drop, same concept, whatever it is, because there's so much more, because the guys on the other side are just so good that you have to use every little, you know, thing you got to move them to complete the ball.
What do you see from the rookies so far, Huff and Matthews? Do you have an idea what they can, how much they can contribute?
Yeah, definitely. I've been able to see them out here and then watch film of them, and you know, they're two special players that are doing a great job. You know, Matthews is a big, physical, athletic guy that's gonna, I think, do really well. I love his attitude. He's been a great teammate. He's a great guy to throw the ball. And then Huff, you just see him. He's, you know, really built. He's a fast, really physical guy who does runs really solid routes. So I'm excited to see what these two do.
Is there anything about the system that would allow rookie wide receivers to maybe thrive quicker than some other NFL systems?
No, I think it's just our rookies. I think it's just the guys. They're putting in a lot of work. They're, you know, I really think the veterans are doing a great job of grabbing them and showing them the way instead of not giving them anything at all, where, you know, I know places it's been like that. You don't want to help any rookies out. Everybody's working to help each other out to get better as a team. I know we have a lot of guys here right now that, you know, the team will pretty much be cut in half, but it's great to see a mindset when you have this many guys that buy in and want to make each other better. It's something special. So I really think that's the difference, is our veterans are doing a great job teaching. Our rookies are doing a great job of buying in and working hard.
You see a guy like Zach Ertz, like, taking a really big step this year compared to last year?
I mean, yeah, definitely. I think he's a talented guy. I think he's an extremely talented tight end. I'm excited about throwing to him. You know, you guys got to see, and I got to see what he was capable of last year. I watched him all of college, what he did at Stanford, and his work ethic is the big thing, though. I always look, you know, there's talented guys, but how are they, you know, in the locker room? How are they on the field? How are they in meeting rooms? How are they in the weight room? Stuff like that. And he has a great work ethic, and he's a great teammate, once again. And that shows me that, hey, if he keeps doing things right, you know, hopefully good things will happen.
Do you think you put a bar there? You've been called a gym rat more than once right here. Do you think you put some sort of a bar for them so they really don't have any much of a choice but to work hard and such?
I mean, the one thing is, you know, being a leader, being a quarterback, you always have to, you know, lead by example. Words only mean so much when, you know, if you say something and you don't do it, it doesn't mean anything. So, yeah, you have to be a gym rat to a certain extent. I've always preached family, too, so... I do everything I can, and I work, you know, as efficiently as I can. And then when I get out of here, I get home. You know, I get home to my wife, and I spend time with her. I try to block out football, so therefore, you know, I get back here, and I'm ready to go. But when I'm here, I'm giving everything I have, being efficient. And I'm all about quality, not quantity. So, I mean, that's how I've always been.
Except that your wife is also a
gym rat and an exercise.
Yeah, I guess so. So, I mean, I'm always doing something. It just, you know, it could be something different.
Two more guys.
Moma from last year compared to this year. Do you see a big difference?
Oh, yeah. Mo's doing a great job. Huge difference. Just with his route running, his confidence, his, you know, conditioning, I think he's really doing an outstanding job because, you know, we're moving out there. We're running a lot. The receivers are running a lot. And he's really, you know, he's always lining up, ready to go. He's been making big plays. He's a big guy. He has to use his body. Mm-hmm. And he's really doing a great job of blocking out defenders and coming back to the ball or going up high to get it or in cuts, you know, using his big body. And that's what he's got to do. And, you know, he took what he learned last year when he was here. And when he wasn't here, he worked on it. And you can tell it's paying off when he's on the field.
I mean, legitimately competing now as much as last year where he's just trying to get his way?
Definitely. All the guys out here are competing. I don't care who they are. I think there's not one guy that guy's not competing. Everybody's working hard. You know, this time of year, guys are working to push each other to get better, but we're doing it the right way. to where, you know, we're lifting each other up. We're not pushing them down. So, like I said before, it's a great thing to be a part of where, you know, you are competing in a sense against guys, but everybody's pulling each other together and we're cheering each other on, which, you know, makes it a lot more fun to play in.
How close does Jeremy Macklin look to you to where he was before he got hurt?
I mean, I think he, you know, if I gut feeling, I think he's better. I think Mac, you know, he's one of those guys, he doesn't just want to get, you know, back to where he was. He wants to be better. And the reason being better is when you go through injuries, you know, you have to face adversity, your mindset, you know, you have to go through a lot. And I think the way he handled everything last year, he did a great job of it to where, hey, now he's even, you know, he's even got more strength, whether it's mindset, whatever, where he can push it even harder. So I think he's better than he ever was. And, you know, throwing him on the field and seeing him run and catch, I think he looks great. And, you know, he's just going to keep getting better because that's his mindset. And, you know, he's a great teammate to have.